Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Do you have too much credit card debt? We'll give you some advice on what you can do to retire some of that debt, or at least try not to have as much debt in the future.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Part two of our conversation with Jill Gonzalez. She is a senior analyst at WalletHub. WalletHub recently coming out with the details about how we have built up quite an amount of credit card debt out there. Recap, Jill, how much credit card debt is out there right now?
Out right now, this is just from last year, $90 billion in new credit card debt. That's now in outstanding balances, around $940 billion.
That's a lot of red ink. So let's look at some things that people can do to deal with credit card debt. What is tip number one you can offer up?
Well, just boiling this down, you know, those billions of dollars, that's hard to wrap your head around. So the average household now owes just under $8,400 to creditors. So the first order here, and if you didn't get to this back in January, still first quarter, you can still kind of get to your resolutions. Make a budget and stick to it and make sure that it's realistic. A good way to do that, you rank order all of your expenses, your debt payments, your hopefully emergency fund contributions, other savings. When you get toward the bottom of this list, the bottom of your rankings, trim the fat until that amount you earn exceeds the amount that you spend.
So if you have Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Netflix, maybe you should get rid of one or two of your accounts?
Maybe one or two. And
not, you know, to name names.
Yeah. Not to name names, or bring some family members in on the deal. You know, try to cut the fat here when you can. I'm not asking you to give up Netflix.
That's good to know. People are going, well, what is she talking about, giving up Netflix? How dare she? What about building an emergency fund? I see that's also on your checklist.
Building an emergency fund is important, and unfortunately, only about half of Americans have one. So think about medical expenses. Think about these emergencies, your water heater breaks, all the things that we hate. They happen. And unfortunately, if you don't have an emergency fund to pay for that, you really are then spending more money, adding to your debt, maybe on a monthly basis. So a good goal to set for the end of the year is try to take home about 20% of that take-home income, after-tax income, build that emergency fund up toward the end of the year.
Wow, that is a lot of money to try to save for an emergency fund. Do you think that's realistic?
Over time, I think so. So think about your monthly payments, you know, contributing a couple hundred dollars a month to this fund by the end of the year. You should have a pretty good chunk of cash.
We are talking with Jill Gonzalez. She is at WalletHub. She's a senior analyst there. And this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Jill, let's continue on giving people advice here on how to deal with credit card debt, since it seems to have become a real issue in recent months. What is something else that you can advise folks out there to do, given you spend a lot of time looking at personal finance issues?
One thing that would help you around the board is trying to improve your credit. And we're not talking going from fair to excellent. We're talking about at least a 20-point credit improvement by the end of the year. So if you check your credit report, you can get all three once a year from freecreditreport.com. There's a multitude of other sites that give you your credit score for free. If you're paying for it, it's a scam, so don't do that. But, you know, really get a good head on what's on your report. One in five reports actually have mistakes on them.
One in five?
One in five, 20%, which most people have no clue about, but these things are pretty common.
Boy, that has me curious now. I'm going to have to go check my credit report. What's another thing? What is something else out there that people can do to try to keep down credit card debt?
I would say two are hugely important. So we call it the island approach to get the best terms from all of your credit cards. Typically, we say three credit cards should be the max for most consumers. And they should be different kinds of cards. You might have a balance transfer card that is 0% interest for 18, 21 months that you can really cut down on your interest payments for your debt that you already have. So only keep your balance transfer, keep your old debt on that card. Don't be mixing it up and pay for new purchases with it. But put those new purchases on a good rewards card that you can get 2% up to 5% back on the things you're already buying. Try to pay them that one in full at the end of every month. And then third, maybe if you travel a lot, a good travel rewards card would be nice to have just for your travel expenses.
People are going to hear this and think, boy, I have so much credit card debt, I'm never going to be able to retire this.
That's where we get into your debt payoff plan. And that would be something good to have, at least for the rest of the year. Obviously, many debts take more than a year to pay off, and that's fine. Just make sure you're doing it strategically. So pay off your debt with the snowball method. And that's kind of self-explanatory. So, you know, devote the majority of your monthly debt payment to the balance with the highest interest rate, not the highest balance necessarily, but the highest interest rate, because that is what's going to be most expensive to you. Make minimum payments on any other balances you may owe. So instead of sprinkling any extra cash you have on all payments, really put the bulk of it toward one that you can then pay off. Repeat the process with your next highest interest rate.
And I guess you should set a goal here, right? It's 2017. By the end of this year, let's try to retire X amount of money that I have in debt. Is that fair to say?
I would say so. Some type of goal that is actionable, that's realistic, even if it's paying off one student loan, paying off one credit card, saving X amount of money, improving your credit by X amount of points. I would say focusing on one is ideal.
Jill Gonzalez, Senior Analyst at WalletHub, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
And if you have any questions about personal finance, feel free to reach out to us. You can do so at podcasts@dowjones.com. I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.